Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Happy spring and happy after Easter. I hope you had an awesome, awesome one and you got to play like little kids and pick up some eggs and just really have some fun with it all. So welcome to the I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Angelica. And I want to tell you a little bit about myself. And if you're new, I really want to say welcome with a heartfelt welcome. Angel Walk-In, a certified hypnotist, emotional inner spirit activation specialist, a writer, minister of love, international radio host, and author of books and ebooks, Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, and my new book called Transformation, which is the autobiography of an angel walk-in and the experience that I went through bringing the vibrations of the human expression to a higher frequency for me to be more fully in with these amazing loving beings and channeled messages from these beings. It's a book I hope you all will get. You can get it on my website, which I'll share in a few minutes later. I also am the author of relaxation CDs, MP3s, MP4s, a talk on spiritual journey from human consciousness to oneness, inspirational stickers, and an online series to help wake up to greatness. And as an angel walk-in, I provide messages, angel messages without any human filters, inner spirit activation sessions, energy alignments to help you raise your vibration to greatness, monthly channeled events, meditation classes, hypnosis sessions, public classes, speaking engagements, and of course the products that I shared. And all of this enhances your spiritual path, providing for deeper awareness, greater clarity, heightened levels of love, joy, peace, vitality, and prosperity. I'm so blessed that I have the assistance of these ascended star seed beings, the angelic realm, the ascended masters, where I actually become a conduit for their pure loving energies as well as channel messages. And you can learn about all of this, including the new book, which I encourage you to get, at angelroselove.com/love. That's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. Our next show is going to be on May 3rd at 3:30. I alternate between 3:30 and the 11 o'clock. I also have if it all flows well, I may be doing a show on the 29th of this month at 1:30 p.m. I have it written down, so I would encourage you to tune in and see if that flows. I have it scheduled. Unless something comes up, I'll be there. So I wanted to let you know about that as well. And if you're new to the show, you can always go on to the show archives and listen to the recorded sessions that are archived as well as the one that we're doing today. And so again, welcome. I saw lots of new callers coming in, so I'll get to you all soon. I always like to start off with a meditation to help us to move into the vibrational frequency and really align to the vibration of love in a greater way than we normally would when we're too much in our head or too focused in on yesterday or tomorrow or whatever. And so when we don't go into the present moment, we get ourselves sometimes a little bit stuck. And meditation is a great way to reconnect into the heart, a greater place of love, and really know what it feels like to feel that vibration. And so after we do the meditation, and if there's any messages that I love to share, then I'll explain how the readings work. And so if you would please jot down this website, because there's a purpose to it. It's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, dot Wix, W-I-X, .com/love. And we talked about all these wonderful things. If you're new, welcome, and I'll go ahead and share a little bit more later on. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a deep, 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 deep breath. This show is about, as an angelic walk-in, I have a deep, obviously, connection to the angelic realm and these amazing starseed beings, the ascended masters, and I always love to call them in, and I get emails all the time from people saying, I really felt this vibration, and it made me feel like I was home from the planet where I came from, and reminded me of what love is in an unconditional way on the planet. The big gift is that you feel that vibration and really receive it with openness to knowing how worthy you are and how loved you are. And so as you take another deep breath, just allow the mind to settle down. If there's any thoughts, just put them on these imaginary waves that have this beautiful air that just floats them away into nothingness. You can even imagine waving them goodbye. Of course, if you choose to swim in the ocean and go get them later on with all the other thoughts, you may say, I don't think so. And so for now, you could just say goodbye for now without any judgments or any attachments to them. Just self-compassion and self-love. And then focusing on your heart, feeling the vibration of love, the vibration of gratitude and appreciation as you open your heart to become a vehicle for this amazing frequency of love. The vibration of pure, unconditional love. Some people see it in the color. You can imagine a color pink, a color gold, or any other color that you resonate with. Deep, deep, deep into your heart and allowing you to feel that pampering, nurturing love. And you can imagine then on the bottom part of your body, in addition to feeling the love inside, the whole entire body feeling this beautiful color of pink and gold, which symbolizes love and spirituality, a universal love, a universal spirituality, a vibrational frequency, seeping into the body, seeping into the mind, and seeping into the heart, bringing you to a more expansive, loving place, pure love, pure peace, joy, prosperity, health, and vitality. And just allow yourself to take three deep breaths, bringing your breath all the way down. And you notice that when you do that, your mind be more silent and your body more relaxed and even your heart more open. And being that this is a guided meditation and a short-term one, we're going to now imagine the whole entire body is totally open to love. As you slowly come into the room, feeling your feet where they're resting, feeling your hands where they're resting, feel going in and out, feeling yourself sitting or lying down, and being extremely present in the moment, focusing on one thing that you feel so appreciated, and feel that inside your body. Focus on something you feel so appreciated about. Really breathe that into your heart, that you feel appreciation for. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and just give yourself a big, 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 big hug. Just allow yourself to experience that connection inside. Again, if you're new to the show, I want to say with a heartfelt welcome aboard the love train. It's the I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm an angelic walk-in, and I channel these pure loving beings, the angelic realm, the ascended masters, and these pure loving starseed beings. I've committed to the awakening of those that are committed to their spiritual path. And I do this without any human filters, and I do it with love on the show. If you're interested in having a more lengthier reading than that of which I do on the show, right after the show, you can make a love donation from the website, which is why I gave you the website. Again, that's Angel Rose, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. And then after you make the donation, I call you and continue on with that one question that you asked during the show. Please make the question more personal rather than ask about somebody else, unless you're in a deep relationship with that person. I can potentially see the cord and they'll be able to answer it more accurately. And I focus on upbeat types of questions versus... I want to make sure that you're aware of that. If you're interested in having a one question reading, you can call. The show number is 347-996-5068. And so in between the calls, I'll just make some announcements. And the next show I'm planning on doing is this 29th at 1:30. So if you're available and you're interested, you can jot that down. And our regular shows on May 3rd at 3:30. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started with the first caller, and we'll go through as many calls as we can. So please do have your specific question ready. And so we're going to do 863 and 415 and then 862. I think I had a dropped call because I had 2415. So the other 415, if you can hear me, with the prefix of 758, your call dropped. So if you want to call back, you can call back. And you'll be the second caller if you do, just in case you hear me. All right, so let's get started with three. And welcome, Julia. You're the only one who got a chance to check in before the show. Everybody else called during the show, so... welcome. You've called before. What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I just thought it was so wonderful that your meditation was about love, because that's exactly what I'm calling about. I would like to ask about a romantic soul partner, you know, a love partner coming in for me.
So go ahead and ask it in a specific way so I can tune in and see what they say for you.
All right. Oh, geez, I don't know how to ask it specifically. I would like to have a romantic soul partner to come into my life, someone who will love me unconditionally.
And you love you unconditionally?
And he will love me unconditionally, yes. A romantic soul partner.
Do you love you unconditionally?
Do
you love
you unconditionally? That's a work in progress.
Okay, you got to get there. That's the first thing they asked. So your question is, with regard to this partner, what's the question? You tell me what you would like, but what's your question?
I would like him. I would like that love partner to come into my life. I guess when? When will
that
love partner
statement.
Come into my life?
Oh, okay. You're so cute.
I don't know how to say it specifically. I'm sorry.
I know. I got you. You did great. There's no wrong way. I just want to make sure I ask the question in a way that's appropriate for you. She's like telling me. I'm like, I get it.
I would like. Yes. sorry. Like, I don't, I'm trying to figure out how to.
I know you did great. The first thing that they did say is you do have to bring your vibration to a total open vibration of unconditional love. And that was one of the things they said, that you're, it's a work in progress. So throw out the word work and put in, it's playful, because we're always expanding in the vibration of self-love and self-love in the midst of our mistakes, our opportunities to get better and better and better. I do see, and I know it may seem like it's far away. It could be that, depending upon your openness of your heart, there is some protection a little bit too much on the heart, and that does put a little bit of a block. I do see the first window opening potentially this summer, and then the fall is the second window. I do see the possibility of June as another window. So you do have three windows that come up. That being said, even if, say, you screwed it up, you know, God, the universe doesn't give you like, okay, three strikes, you're out kind of a feeling. So no worries. It's sometimes they come in as what they call readiness, to see how ready you really are. So they bring in like these messengers, or is the best way I know how to put it, is to see how your body's receptive, to see your readiness emotionally. So although these people may not be the ultimate people, open your arms to and say yes, they do kind of see how ready you are. I don't like to use the word test. I keep hearing it's like a test kind of a thing, but it's not really a test per se. Just really dive deep into your heart and open your heart more, so that when this person does come, and it will, your heart is ready for it, because asking for it is one thing, being ready for it is another, and you're definitely on that path of readiness. So just dive deeper and bring that energy to a higher vibration of unconditional self-love, so that this person can feel that vibration and give it to you as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, but you definitely see that coming for me, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt whatsoever. And, you know, last time I did a when question with this person, was really ironic. She was like, I'm giving up. I keep attracting what I don't want, blah, 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 blah. And she didn't ask when. It just popped in. Do not give up. Focus on loving yourself and really bring your vibration. She ended up meeting, I told her based on what they told me, she ended up meeting the love of her life 1 month earlier than what they said. And she is ecstatically happy. And
oh, wonderful.
So I was really laughing. It ended up being a month earlier. Usually it's like right around that time. When people ask, it doesn't always come in an accurate way, because sometimes what happens is when we ask, we're focused too much on the time limit, and universal time and physical time are two different things. And so it's really important to let go of the when or the how or the where, and just focus in on being happy and focus on what it would feel like when you are in that relationship. So you're in that feeling mode and just play, 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 play. So when that person does come, you're already in that receptive mode and into your life. Yeah, it'll bring it in. And, you know, and just kind of, and I know you have my website, so I'll just leave it that if you're interested in having a session, that you'll contact me. And that will, you know, maybe they could work on some of your energy and help align it. If you feel confident doing it on your own, by all means do. I just wanted to put that in just in case you want to explore that possibility.
Well, I wrote it down too, I would have it.
Out and see, and trust your heart. Don't never go by your head alone. You know, trust your heart. If sometimes the ego wants to just rush in and do something, and my integrity says no, listen to your heart. If your heart says that this could help, then contact me. If you feel like you can do it on your own, then by all means do. So just trust and allow it to, you know, process in the way it's intended and just go from there. So sending you some excitement. And of course, I will love to hear how it all organically unfolds. I know.
Okay,
continue
Thank
listening.
You. I will.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so just a quick announcement. My new book, Transformation, is out. I've had people asking, when is it coming out? It took a year, an extra year to finish it because I made it more personal. It's an autobiography of my angelic walk-in experience, channeled messages from these pure beings to help move the consciousness from a human to more of a spiritual component. These wonderful messages in the book. And I encourage you to explore the possibility of getting a copy in addition to other things that I offer, special events, online series to wake up to your greatness, and meditation classes, being certified as a hypnotist. I do angel messages in lengthier format. They're not free. And also activation energy alignments to help you, your part of your whole entire remembering of being a spiritual being in the human form and really experiencing the celebrations of life rather than the struggles and the fears and the insecurities and so forth. So I work with people that are on their spiritual path that are really ready to move their life to a more expansive place, a greater place, and would love to be able to enjoy life even more and just get into that mode. So if you're interested in exploring that, the website again is angelroselove.wix.com/love, angelrose love, love.wix.com/love, and then you can explore the various things. If you're interested in having a lengthier reading, I'm going to go through the calls real quick. You could make a donation. I call you right after the show and continue on with your one question, and we go from there. Caller is 415. I'm noticing some people are calling back after they're dropping off. I don't know if they're having an issue with Blog Talk and so forth. So if you do call, I did write down the number. I will take you in that order. Again, the phone number is 347-996-5068. Okay, so let's see. Well, funny, you said love of my life. Oh, you're so cute.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, sorry, I was reading I was reading Julia's message. Hi, what's your name? You're welcome,
Julia.
Hi,
my name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California. During your meditation, the Metatron came in, and I was wondering if you could see Metatron around me or
Hello?
How I could work with him more.
Hello? Whoops. I think we may be having some issues with the phone. All right. So 303, you're next. What's your name?
Randy.
Let's hope
Hello?
It doesn't drop off.
Hello.
I know. It's like, people are going, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're having some Blog Talk issues. Okay, so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Okay, so what's your question?
Maybe if you could tell me which angels I could call, who's coming around me and helping me with my career right now.
Ah, so you're going through a transition with your career. Yay, yay, yay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I hope it's yay, yay.
So,
it doesn't feel like yay, yay, but maybe it will be yay, yay.
I know. What's your month and day of your birthday? They keep asking me to ask you that. What is it, your month and day?
February 15th.
So you're moving into a 5 and you're in a 4 right now, which... not with, you know, some of the changes you're going through. So, ability, home experience, building, all that fun stuff. I keep seeing Michael popping in and out. The one thing I am hearing to tell you is but it feels like there's a little bit of a block, some kind of fear you're going on, like a worthiness thing about not being good enough to use the gifts that you've been blessed with on this planet, your skills and so forth. They, Michael and Raphael's in there, and he's healing part of that energy for you. I just keep hearing, stop being so hard on yourself and know how worthy you are to move into this next step. It looks like it's an escalated step, which with regard to the career that you're moving into, it almost feels like an advancement. So don't underestimate your skills or your abilities or whatever it is that you're moving into. Just keep opening up to allowing yourself to receive this and know that this next step will come in a form that's very different than the way you normally get your clarity, and to really be very present, people that you meet and when you're out and about, how you meet them, because that's going to help you to really be able to focus more in on this next step. Are you interviewing? Are you looking for work? Or are you?
I'm
not seeing anything.
I was
unexpectedly
left a company, and then I had a very like, and then I went to a company that I like for sales, and I'm not a salesperson. And then the way I was told not to come back was very like lowered my self esteem.
Okay, so the
great
universe.
Deal.
Yes. Yeah, the universe, and that explains why you're being that way. The universe pulled you out, so bless them. Don't look at it as you.
I know. It was not. I knew I didn't want to work. There was part of me that didn't want to work there.
Yes.
But it just, I don't know. The way the person wrote me the letter, it was just so rude. He just wrote, I think you're very intelligent. But, and he obviously did not mean that. He meant it in a rude way. I don't know. It was just very rude.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
bless
I can't, actually,
for
the position before that was a promotion, but it was just too much. It was just, I was a therapist before that. And it was just, I was working really like long hours. My hands felt like they were going to fall off. And I was like, no, that's not for me either. So
I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to get through the rest of the calls. So
that's fine.
Yeah,
so I appreciate your help.
I apologize. We only have a couple of minutes.
I get it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you're interested in a lengthier reading. Okay, honey. Bye-bye. Sorry, I have to go through these kind of quickly. So this show is not about, you know, venting. I just want to be clear. This is about asking you a question and keeping things on a positive perspective so that I can help, because I want to make sure we get through and keep the vibrations high. So let's go ahead and take 609. And what's your question? And your name.
Hi. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello? Okay.
Hi.
Yeah,
please.
We're having some issues with the phone. Some people can barely hear me. So we only have 90 seconds. So it's going to have to be quick. So go ahead and ask your question.
Just wondering, any messages from the angels?
Oh, it's a specific question. In what area would you like that to be in? So I can tune in better.
Romance.
Okay, and what's the question about that you'd like?
Is there any coming? I don't have anybody specific in mind. If I'll meet anybody.
Okay. So you want to know if there's a relationship coming in to your life. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's fine. I'm just trying to make it easy.
I know. That's why I prepare everybody at the beginning so they can get their questions ready. I'm not sure I'm going to have enough time because we only have 5 seconds. I do apologize. We try to go through it. It would be an injustice to try to tune in. If you want to wait till the next show or do a donation, I can tune in better. That may help because we only have literally 4 seconds. So I'll just leave it and apologize. Okay. Yeah. So we all have time goes really fast and we go through the show with a lot of questions. And I want to say thank you for being on the show and we'll see you next show. Have an awesome day.